You're listening to Sky Aspects with Cleopatra Jade, a podcast about astrological topics, also full and new moons. Enjoy, guys!
We have the new moon at 20 degrees of Pisces happening on March 10th at 2 a.m. Pacific, which is 5 a.m. Eastern. Check your local time to see when this lunar event is occurring for you. There's only 10 days left of Pisces season, and so why not tie it all together with a fresh lunar cycle in the sign of the tethered fish? Of course, we always have that anytime a sign has a season when it comes down to the new and full moons. So this one is lining up just like the other ones have. Also, during this time, there's a Pisces stellium occurring. Saturn, the Sun, Moon, and Neptune are all in Pisces, making for a very potent experience. Energetically, this moon is rough around the edges. We've got some sweet spots, but we definitely have some uncomfortable spots as well. And for that reason, over the next 48 hours, the vibes in the graph are going to be somewhat mixed. Mostly, we have a bunch of mental energy peaking on the 10th, but lasting all the way to the 12th. This will intersect ambitious vibes. And also, by the time we get to the 11th, all the way to the 12th, solitude will intersect this energy as well. So with these cerebral tones intersecting these energies over the next 48 hours, we can have moments where we're coming up with a plan and we're taking action on the things that we really need to take care of, especially with that ambitious energy going on. But also, with that solitude, we might need moments to be introspective. So during this time, we might want some space to ourselves so that way we can sort out what's going on in our head. Solitude always makes sense during Pisces season, and it really just wouldn't be Pisces season if we didn't take the time to recharge our batteries and have some space to ourselves. But even with all of that going on in the background, this is a new moon, so this means it's a fresh lunar cycle. And during fresh lunar cycles, what we do is we adopt the positive qualities of a sign and set intentions about what we'd like to create by the time we get to that full moon in the exact sign. That way, we can reap the benefits of what we've worked on from that fresh lunar cycle by the time we do get to that full moon. We also work on things that just need the final touches. In other words, they need a tweak. But also, it's a time to let go of what's no longer serving us in the zodiac placement's energy. So think about where you'd like to be concerning Pisces energy. Where would you like to see yourself involving this sign by the time we get to September 17th of 2024? Something Piscean that we could all use a nice dose of is hopefulness. And I don't mean that in the way of toxic positivity, obviously, but in the way of regaining some sort of hope, being hopeful about something. Pisces energy is about faith. It's about our belief systems. Pisces is about anticipating the things that we dream of and bringing a sense of magic into our lives. Sometimes we can use a little dose of that. As adults, we lose a lot of that due to life circumstances, stress, having to deal with obviously real life circumstances, jobs, things like that, and also situations that have kind of sucked the hope out of us. And for some people who spent a great deal of time just being pessimistic for a while, this may be a period where you're looking to turn that around. So this might be a time where you're wanting to work on black and white thinking. This may be a time where you're ready to be more idealistic. It can be a period where you're looking to believe in yourself again or have belief back in something or other. Sometimes being in this space is also great for breaking free from self-imposed constraints and eliminating things that limit you. Pisces is about no limits. It's where we lose our boundaries. And so if you've been in a period where you've been constrained for a while or something has been going on and there might have been some that triggered self-imposed limitations, this need for positive thinking may help you in terms of breaking free from constraints and lead to treating yourself with more care. Pisces energy helps us be more open, and sometimes this can translate into spirituality. Maybe this is a time where you're either wanting to reconnect with your spiritual side or you're wanting to start your journey in terms of becoming more spiritual, in terms of just connecting with your mystical side. So through this phase, do you want to connect more with your higher self? Are you looking to find materials that resonate with you spiritually? Are you wanting to learn how to pay more attention to your gut instinct or even comprehend your dream? This energy is excellent for a spiritual reboot or even, again, just starting a spiritual journey overall. And with the open nature of this energy and its ability to see the things that we can't see with the naked eye, the unquantifiable things that can't be explained with facts, it's excellent for experiencing psychic and other metaphysical growth. And overall understanding of these these things. And because of this, it helps us connect with our imaginative side. It helps us unleash our creativity. For all those reasons mentioned prior, Piscean energy is excellent for getting into a flow state. And we need to hit those flow states for various different things, creativity being one of them. Oh, are you in a place where you're wanting to connect with your creative side? Meaning, are you talented when it comes down to music, which is something that's associated with Pisces? Poetry, writing, art, acting, photography, and other right brain activities that help you get into a flow state. So this could be a phase where you're looking to hone those abilities and really tighten them up. Coming back to spirituality, is this a time where you're needing something deeper when it comes down to your connections with other people? Are you hoping to gain relationships that have some sort of spiritual connection to them? Rather than surface level, rather than just connecting on just physicality, obviously with platonic relationships, this can go that way as well, but very differently than a romantic relationship, of course. Some people do pick friends based on aesthetic rather than what the person is about. So this may be a period where you're looking for spiritual connections on all levels because you're ready to reap the benefits of what a profound relationship can bring to your life. Pisces energy shows us it's okay to dream of happy things because being caustic all the time is really tying us down and limiting us from having a life with endless possibility. Let's look at these transits and see what we can expect from this lunar event. As a reminder, don't forget to like and subscribe because it helps this channel grow. And if you'd like to support the work of this channel, you could do so by buying me a fresh cup of coffee. There's a link in the description box below. Because this is a sign that has dual rulership, we have two chart rulers. Jupiter is the ancient ruler of Pisces before the discovery of Neptune. And of course, the modern ruler, Neptune, will be associated with this lunar event as well. And interestingly, both Jupiter and Neptune are connected to each other, but in a complicated alignment. So both chart rulers are interacting with one another, and the alignment that goes on with this, it's mixed bag. Well, it's mostly problematic because of some of the stuff that comes with it. On the positive end, it can help us tap into our creativity. It can help us be more idealistic. It can help us dream really big about things. The problem with this energy is the lack of realism and the impulsivity that comes with it could create moments where we're a little more careless than we need to be. And because we're throwing caution to the wind, we may have some mishaps as a result. Also, this tends to be very impairing, of course, with the carelessness, with judgment. It can really inflate avoidance in terms of not dealing with the problems that we really need to address. And that also leads to escapism and not dealing with your problems through avenues that help you get your mind off of it. Sometimes this could be consuming stimulants. Sometimes this could be overdoing it with other things. Basically, anything you can use to escape reality, whether that's TV, video games, YouTube, going on a Twitch bender or scroll hole on Instagram. It can be various different ways of just avoidance that pops up with an energy like this. Also, too, I want to just put the warning out there with Mars square Jupiter going on, which, you know, obviously all these planets are tied together and related, but when it comes to this new moon, this can really inflate things in terms of being careless and reckless. And also with the Jupiter-Neptune situation, be aware of what you're consuming. Make sure you are not overdoing it when it comes to certain dosages, because mishaps can happen with energies like this. So you really do want to be aware of that. On top of that, Neptune is in a semi-sextile with Venus, which can further rev up the need to overconsume things and also create drama in relationships where there's a lot of unrealistic expectations, but also deceptiveness and other scenarios where we just don't accept truth. Neptune happens to be participating in that Pisces stellium. It's conjunct the sun and moon. So we will have a need to connect with our mystical side with an energy like this. Speaking of the sun and moon, the luminaries are connected to Mars and Saturn in a complicated way. Again, with the Mars situation, watch your impulsivity. It's a good idea to watch arrogance and overconfidence, and especially because Mars is in that square with Uranus and connected to the sun, we need to be aware of our daredevil side. We need to be aware of the side of us that likes to take big risks. This is the energy where we don't take big risks because they won't pay off. They may blow up in our faces. So it's something that we really want to be careful with. However, Uranus is connected in a sextile to the luminary. So hopefully this mitigates things, because generally an energy like this is really enthusiastic. It's invigorating. It really pumps us up in a good way. It can mark a time where we're breaking out of ruts and taking the right actions to get ourselves out of a stagnant period. At the same time, go as slow as possible with this type of energy. Not the Sun, Uranus, Moon situation, but all the Neptunian, Jupiterian energy and all the stuff that's going on with Mars and the way Mars is being affected this week. So yeah, this set of transits that we have going on during this lunation is a bit messy. Have as much fun as possible, of course, but stay grounded, be aware, and don't take risks that are unnecessary, because again, with energy like this, they don't really go in our favor. Signs that'll feel this lunar event more than others will be the mutable modality. Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, and Pisces between 20 to 29 degrees of these zodiac placements. So if you have planets and chart points in these signs, you'll feel this lunar event more than others. Anyway, I hope you all have the best new moon in Pisces ever. Later, and see you in the next episode.